Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Bob Oakes. In just a little over 6 months, the first retail sales of recreational or adult-use marijuana begin here in Massachusetts. Regulations governing the new legal cannabis industry are on track to be finalized by March, with businesses sending their license applications to the Cannabis Control Commission soon after. WBUR Steve Brown has been following this story ever since state senators traveled to Colorado 2 years ago to get a first-hand look at the industry in that state. Steve joins us now with a look back at the past year in marijuana. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jack.
So, Steve, voters just over a year ago changed the law setting up legalized adult-use marijuana, but some state lawmakers weren't happy with the way that law was written, were they?
No, Jack, they weren't. They immediately said, we're going to make changes to this. Right between Christmas and New Year's of last year, they implemented a six-month delay. The retail sales were supposed to begin January 1st, next week. But they said, no, we're going to delay everything 6 months. And the move kind of put the original plan in limbo. All the work that was going into it in the first part of the year was put on hold.
So what was the thinking behind the changes in the first place?
Well, the legislature didn't think that the law was well written. It was a referendum that legalized marijuana. It wasn't a bill passed by the legislature. Back in April, House Marijuana Policy Chair Mark Cusack summed up the legislature's feelings.
The Yes on Four people wrote this ballot question, basically the marijuana industry. We do not let regulated industries choose how and by whom they are regulated in the Commonwealth. We didn't do that with Uber and Lyft. We don't do that with private utilities. I don't see us starting with letting the marijuana industry choose how and by whom they're regulated.
So for much of the legislative year, the House and the Senate squabbled over how to rewrite the law. The House was in favor of a much higher tax and more stringent limitations on business. The Senate plan was a little less restrictive, and the tax was lower. Ultimately, they settled on a compromise that was much more in line with what the Senate was proposing to do.
Okay, so what were those changes? What was in the final bill?
Well, they increased the overall tax on retail marijuana from 12 to 20%. That 20% is 17% that goes to the state and an optional 3% local tax. They expanded the Cannabis Control Commission. Originally, it was going to be a three-member panel appointed by the treasurer. They decided to make it a five-member panel with appointments from the governor, the attorney general, the treasurer. They call for making sure the communities that were disproportionately affected by the war on drugs are not cut out of taking part in the new industry. They also restricted advertising and packaging to minors.
And where has Governor Baker been on this?
Well, overall, Charlie Baker has been an opponent of the referendum that originally legalized. He was opposed to question four. He seemed to begrudgingly accept that the voters had spoken, and he was happy to let the legislature make the changes that they wanted. But even after signing the bill that made the changes in the middle of summer, the governor made no bones about it. He's not crazy about legalized pot in Massachusetts.
I worry terribly about what the consequences over time will be. And having spent a lot of time talking to folks in Colorado and in Washington, and having talked to a lot of people who've talked to folks in Colorado and Washington, there are a lot of pitfalls that we need to work hard to avoid.
So that's where the Cannabis Control Commission comes in. They're trying to anticipate issues before they become problems.
And you've been following the regulation by the Cannabis Control Commission closely. What challenges are they facing?
Well, there hasn't been much time to get things up and running. The panel was appointed in late August. They had their first preliminary meetings in September and really didn't get down to discussing policies until just 2 weeks ago.
And remind us about the final policies put in place so far.
Well, there are a couple of key policies. One is allowing social use licenses. These would be cannabis cafes or businesses that might offer a marijuana product on the side. Think of maybe a movie theater that allows people to consume marijuana. That would be a possibility. A license could be obtained for that. We would be the first state to do that. Colorado, Oregon, Washington, they don't allow it. Some individual communities in those states have been going in that direction, but this would be statewide. Now, it's not clear yet if smoking would be allowed. That could be a problem since a lot of people smoke marijuana. So at this point, that's kind of on hold until they figure out some things. They'll be allowing micro businesses and craft cannabis cultivators. Think of the craft beer movement on the alcohol front. Kind of the same thing. Folks growing special kind of cannabis that they're proud of how they do it and think that it's a little bit better than something that might be grown in a large cultivator. They're also making sure that it's not just big cannabis that's involved. They've been reaching out to those communities disproportionately affected by past marijuana laws and trying to come up with ways to get folks from those communities to be involved in the new legal business.
Okay, so what's ahead in 2018? Will there be pot shops on every corner by July 1st?
Not every corner. It's still a bit unclear. Likely the existing medical marijuana establishments, there's about 12, 15 of those around the state, will be allowed to convert to retail sales. Supply could be a problem. They have no idea when these retail outlets open up if there'll be enough product to meet the demand. It takes a while. They have to grow marijuana, and that takes time. They can't just whip it up overnight. So supply could be a problem right out of the gate. Cannabis Control Commission Chair Steve Hoffman is trying to tamp down some expectations, saying not to expect things to be like they are in those other states that have legalized right out of the gate. He says things will take a while to ramp up.
We're not going to snap our fingers and have Colorado. What Colorado is now, 4 years after having passed their initiative, we're not going to be there on July 1st. We will get there, but I just think it's important to, as I said, set expectations that we're not going to have Colorado in Massachusetts on July 1st of 2018.
Now, Hoffman is predicting a robust industry will eventually emerge, but it's going to take some time.
All right, WBUR Steve Brown talking about the year in recreational marijuana. He will continue to cover this story through 2018. Steve Brown, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jack.